Tell me something, sighed King. Do you know where Co-op City is? King had been transferring his coins and keys from his wet jeans to the dry ones, right eye squinted shut against the smoke of the cigarette tucked in the corner of his mouth. Now he stopped and looked at Eddie with his eyebrows raised. Is this a trick question? No. And you won't shoot me with that gun you're wearing if I get it wrong? Eddie smiled a little. King wasn't an unlikable cuss for a god. Then he reminded himself that God had killed his little sister, using a drunk driver as a tool, and his brother Henry as well. God had made Enrico Balazar and burned Susan Delgado at the stake. His smile faded, but he said, No one's getting shot here, Cy. In that case, I believe Co-op City's in Brooklyn, where you come from, judging by your accent. So do I win the fair day goose? Eddie jerked like someone who's been poked with a pin. What? Just a thing my mother used to say when my brother Dave and I did all our chores and got 'em right the first time, she'd say, You boys win the fair day goose. It was a joke. So do I win the prize? Yes, Eddie said. Sure. King nodded, then butted out his cigarette. You're an okay guy. It's your pal I don't much care for, and never did. I think that's part of the reason I quit on the story. That startled Eddie again, and he got up from the bed to cover it. Quit on it? Yeah, the Dark Tower it was called. It was gonna be my Lord of the Rings, my Gormenghast, my you name it. One thing about being 22 is that you're never short of ambition. It didn't take me long to see that it was just too big for my little brain. Too, I don't know, outre? That's as good a word as any, I guess. Also, he added dryly, I lost the outline. You did what? Sounds crazy, doesn't it? But writing can be a crazy deal. Did you know that Ernest Hemingway once lost a whole book of short stories on a train? Really? Really. He had no backup copies, no carbons. Just poof, gone. That's sort of what happened to me. One fine, drunk night, or maybe I was done up on mescaline, I can no longer remember, I did a complete outline for this 5 or 10,000-page fantasy epic. It was a good outline, I think. Gave the thing some form, some style, and then I lost it. Probably flew off the back of my motorcycle when I was coming back from some fucking bar. Nothing like that ever happened to me before. I'm usually careful about my work, if nothing else. Uh-huh, Eddie said, and thought of asking, Did you happen to see any guys in loud clothes, the sort of guys who drive flashy cars around the time you lost it? Low men, not to put too fine a point on it. Anyone with a red mark on his or her forehead? The sort of thing that looks a little like a circle of blood? Any indications, in short, that someone stole your outline? Someone who might have an interest in making sure the Dark Tower never gets finished? Let's go out to the kitchen. We need to palaver. Eddie just wished he knew what they were supposed to palaver about. Whatever it was, they had better get it right, because this was the real world. The one in which there were no do-overs. 7. Roland had no idea of how to stock and then start the fancy coffee maker on the counter, but he found a battered coffee pot on one of the shelves that was not much different from the one Alan Johns had carried in his gunner long ago, when three boys had come to Major's to count stock. Cy King's stove ran on electricity, but a child could have figured out how to make the burners work. When Eddie and King came into the kitchen, the pot was beginning to get hot. I don't use coffee myself, King said, and went to the cold box, giving Roland a wide berth. And I don't ordinarily drink beer before 5, but I believe that today I'll make an exception. Mr. Dean, coffee'll do me fine. Mr. Gilead? It's Duchesne, sighed King. I'll also have the coffee and say thank you. The writer opened a can by using the built-in ring in the top. A device that struck Roland as superficially clever and almost moronically wasteful. There was a hiss, followed by the pleasant smell, Kamala cum cum, of yeast and hops. King drank down at least half the can at a go, wiped foam out of his mustache, then put the can on the counter.